Yerushalmi Kilayim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Chaf Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the foot of the page. Uve Ilan Ha'agafim Ha'akus Demalin Ha'aprishim Ha'azudin Einan Kilayim Zebezeh. Concerning the prohibition of grafting two species of trees, agafim, which is pear, and kus demalin, which is a type of small pear, and prishim, which is quince, with azudin, which is sawbapple, are not kilayim with each other. Atapuch Va'achazar Parsikin, Ashkedim, Ashizifim, Arimin, Avavishadim, Zelaze, Kilayim, Zebaze, Tapuach, which is apple, and Chizra, which is wild apple, Afarsakim, which is peach, with Shkedim, which is almond, and Shizafim, with Rimim, are Kilayim, even though they are similar to each other. The Gemara says, Prishim, Amar Biona, Asparag Legin, Ramani Kushman, Prishim, She'enacha Min, Ilan, Parish, Lekadeva, Elamin, Zeb, or that. Prishim, Biona said, are Asparag Legin. Why are they called prishim? As there's no other fruit that's perish set aside only for cooking as this, because it can't be eaten raw. Shalman bar Levi, achay dezavdi bar Levi b'shem Rishur ben Levi, kulahoin zugos zugos, ravama kulahoin min echad. Shalman bar Levi, the brother of Zavdi bar Levi, said from Rishur ben Levi, all of the Mishnah's examples are taught in pairs. Rav said that all of them are one type. Masniz the pliga al Rav, the Tani, af habachim. The first question is, there's a brisa unlike Rav, as it taught even b'chayim, meaning may be planted with all of these species, and it shows they're all considered one type. And a second question is from Yosef Rabun, is that similarly a brisa taught that even rogyanim may be planted with them. And the Gemara answers from a Tosefta, b'shukesh osipayrin hayu markivin kustemalin al gabi agas ram talmud echad amalahen asuim atem holchu Katsasum above Shalu Biyavne Amalahen Mishipaga Bachem Metamide Beshamai Have. So the Bryce says in the marketplace of Sipoyuan they would graft Kustamalin, which is a type of apple, with Agas, which is a pear. One student saw them and told them that it's forbidden for them to graft them. They went and chopped them down. They later came and asked in Yavne whether the student was correct, and they were told this is a student of Beshamai, but that's not the halacha. He only taught that kusmil with agas is permitted, but agas with chizra is prohibited. Within the boundaries of Ariach, they would graft tapuach with chizra. A student came and told them it's forbidden. They went and chopped them down. They later came and asked in Yavne, and they were told that the student had instructed them well. He only taught that tapuach with chizra was prohibited, but chizra with agas is permitted. And this contradicts the previous statement. And the Gemara rejects, no, the story happened to occur with tapuach and chizra, but agas with chizra would also be prohibited. Tani goshe hukiv egoiz agabi parsek, afabisha ein yisor, vashay lasoskein, noitin memenu, yichu, vahoylech, venoitea, b'mokam acher. That Tosefta tells us if a Gentile grafted walnut onto peach, even though a Jew may not do this, he may then take a branch of it and replant it elsewhere. Manafek minahon, it should say kaldei palsike. What type of fruit comes from such a grafting? Kaldei palsike, which is a type of peach that calms the heart. This fruit, however, is now kilayim with both peach and walnut. Hilkiv tarid al gabi darkoin, afapisha ein, yisor shai lasoiz kein, noitel emenu, zera vahilech vzirea b'makam acher. If one grafted tarid, which is beets, with darkoin, even though a Jew may not do this, he may then take the seeds from it and plant it elsewhere. Manafak minhoin, kuspalin. What type of fruit comes from such a grafting? Kuspalin, which is wild beets. Zalgun velefes, manafak minhoin, peta, pitra, silinoin, luzun, ubutmin, manafak minhoin, pistikin, zaisin, vurimin, which say manafak minhoin, shizafin. If one grafted zalgum with lefes, which is turnip, they produce peta pitra. If one grafted silinon, luzon, and botmin, they produce pistakin. If one grafted olives and rimin, they produce shizofin. We come now to the next mission. Hatsnoin, va'anufus, va'achalda, va'alassan, adelas yevonisim amitsis, va'amutsa, afabisha domin zelaze, kilam zelaze. Sonoin, which is radish with nafus, chalda, which is mustard with lassan, Greek delas with mitzvah and remutza, even though they're similar, they are kilayim. And the Gemara says, "Amav Yonason yesh mehen shehulchu acha hapri v'yesh mehen shehulchu acha ha'alin. Halefes v'atznoin hilchu bahen acha hapri, halefes v'anofoyth hilchu bahen acha ha'alin." Yonason says that for some of the cases listed in our perek, we follow the appearance of the fruit to decide if it's an issue of kilayim, and for others we follow the leaves. For lefes with tznoin, we follow the fruit. For lefes with nafus, we follow the leaves. Hativon Hari Tsnain Banafus Hari Pri Daime Varlin Daimen Tema Kilayim. The Gemara asks that Tsnain and Nafus, their fruits and their leaves are similar, and the Mishnah nevertheless taught that they are Kilayim. And Rav Yonah Bezehilchu Bahen Acha Tam Hapri. Rav Yonah answers that we only follow the appearance of the fruits and leaves when their taste is similar, but since Tsnain and Nafus are very different in taste, they are not the same species and are Kilayim with each other.